Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, author Tyler Gilruth will begin a brand new series that will look inside the pages of Revelation and travel to the Gate of the Gods. As we begin our time today, I want to encourage you to visit our website, SWRC.com. There, you'll find the latest resources from the best Bible teachers and presenters, the latest releases including Pilgrimage to Zion, our 10-episode television series filmed in the Holy Land, Dr. Larry Spargimino's brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation, and Micah Van Hus's look inside the organization's planning worldwide rule in his brand new book, Secret Societies. SWRC.com, the home for resources that will encourage you and your faith. SWRC.com. Our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, is here, ready to begin an important conversation with author Tyler Gilruth about Revelation, the Messiah, and the Second Coming of Babylon.
We are obviously living in a time of intense spiritual warfare and chaos. There's so much going on in the United States and in our world that bears the marks of evil, great evil. I'm holding in my hand a 234-page book that gives us some deep insights into what is happening today, and it also has, I believe, some fresh insights into the interpretation of the book of Revelation. You know, friends, I'm amused by the fact that there are some Christians who say they don't read the book of Revelation because it's too hard to understand, or because it's so controversial. And yet, you know, in Revelation 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy." Anything that can help us to understand this wonderful book is so important. The title of the book of which I speak is Gate of the Gods, Revelation, the Messiah, and the Second Coming of Babylon. That is exactly what the book covers. The author, Tyler Gilruth, is on the phone with me. Hi, Tyler. Thank you so much for your work and for being on the show.
Well, hello, Larry. It's good to be on the program today. I feel like an honored guest. Talk about one of the greatest books ever written, and that's the book of Revelation.
I really believe that, and I think you're a great contribution, it's a very important contribution, is to help us understand the message of Revelation. Let's jump into this. Most expositors see Rome as the great enemy of God's people. But you write, "What if I told you John saw Rome in a long line of marionettes manipulated by the puppeteering angels from the Tower of Babel?" Well, you seek to recover John's hidden Babylonian framework that lies within the book. So explain that to us, because I think that's critical.
Yeah, so in the book, I basically investigate things hardly anybody's looking at. You know, most people get distracted with Rome and Roman threads in the book of Revelation, right. And I don't deny that in the book. I say on the outset, Rome was very, very important. But this book is looking for Babylonian threads. To contextualize that before we articulate, you know, the Babylonian threads, we need to understand, and I try to set forth very clearly in the book, that basically the cosmic enemy of God is the fallen angels from the Tower of Babel event. Babel is inseparable from Babylon. Babylon is inseparable from the Babel event. And so what is the Babel event, Larry? There are three cosmic rebellions set out in the Bible. You know, the first one is very obvious. You know, most everyone has heard of this serpent in the garden, the serpentine divine being who persuades Adam and Eve to rebel against the Most High God. And that's taught in Sunday schools all over the country, all over the world. The other two are a lot less familiar to modern Christians. And the second one of the three would be the rebellion that happened in the days of Noah. It involved the sons of God, who were angelic divine beings, who married the daughters of men. Yeah. And the Bible says their offspring were the Nephilim, which was a hybridized race of individuals who were essentially giants that walked the earth. That fall was so egregious, and the things that those angels taught man was so wicked that there was a precipitous decline of morality that ultimately ended in the cataclysmic flood.
Right.
After the flood, the biblical narrative continues, and it gets to this very unusual Tower of Babel event where Nimrod, and Nimrod was basically the architect, the ancient builder of the ancient world, he and a mass of others erected a building or a tall structure that was, in the ancient world, called a ziggurat structure.
Right.
It was an ancient temple structure that basically venerated and localized deities and other gods. There's not a lot said in the Genesis 10-11 Tower of Babel event, but there is a retelling of that story that takes place in the book of Deuteronomy. You know, the book of Deuteronomy, Larry, is the second giving of the law, and so there's a lot of repetition of things that were said before. And in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8 and following, is the retelling of the Tower of Babel event. And there it says that when the Most High divided the nations, he set mankind according to the number of the sons of God. The Hebrew says the B'nai HaElohim. The Greek translation, which is the Septuagint, the Bible the early church had, simply read, God divided man according to the number of the angels of God. That event is why, from Babel forward, it was Israel and Yahweh versus the nations and their gods. Okay, their gods were real divine beings, okay, from the spiritual or spirit realm or supernatural world.
Right.
Those angels were not supposed to lead the nations into darkness. They did, according to Psalm chapter 82. God rebukes those angels in Psalm 82 and basically says, you're the reason why the nations don't know me. You're the reason why the nations are walking about in darkness. At the end of Psalm 82, Larry, the psalmist calls on God to arise and take back the nations from those Elohim, or from those small g gods. That is very much on Jesus' mind when Jesus comes into the picture of the New Testament. How is he going to reclaim the nations in darkness? And of course, we know through his death, burial, and resurrection, he was then given all authority on heaven and on earth. And so legally, after Jesus rose from the dead, he was given legal authority to reclaim the nations from those fallen entities. That is at the heart of the Great Commission, going to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, right? Matthew 28:19-20. That is really at the heart of the gospel. Paul would later go on to write in the book of Ephesians about these evil, demonic powers. In Ephesians, he reminds us that our war is not with flesh and blood, per se, but it is against evil forces, evil princes, the powers of this world. That is who we are still at war with today.
Yes.
When we get to the book of Revelation, Larry, that is the antagonist that John sees. Okay, that is the cosmic evil that John sees in the book of Revelation. And so what I set forth in the book is that I lay the groundwork for that truth. And then we say, okay, if Babylon goes back to Babel and the gods of Babel and the angels of Babel, how is John going to literally dismantle Babylon in the book of Revelation? Because God is not only interested in basically throwing those angels in the lake of fire at the end of time, but he's also interested in winning every war there is to be won.
Yes.
A lot of that is a literary war of themes, of motifs, of ideas. And so there's a lot of things going on in Revelation that modern people say, this is very odd, this is very strange. How does this have anything to do with reality? The truth of the fact is this, that to an ancient audience, a lot of the weird stuff in Revelation made total sense because they understood ancient literature, ancient motifs, ancient ideas.
Yes. Yeah, I think that point comes out very strongly as I read your book. For example, you know, as you look at Revelation 13:1, it speaks about the beast coming out of the sea. As you point out, in ancient Mesopotamian and Canaanite text, there is Tiamat and Leviathan of the sea, and Behemoth and Rahab of the land. And then on page 150 of your book, it was like, you know, an epiphany to me. You compare an ancient Ugaritic text with Isaiah 27:1, and I've never seen that the way I saw it that day when I was reading that. It says, in that day, the Lord, with a severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. Now, this is a remarkable parallel, and you can see this over and over. You have so many scriptures that I said, wow, I've never understood it that way, but I think the Babylonian backstory, the struggle, the chaos, you know, the idea of chaos and conflict with sea dragons and monsters is very contemporary. In our world today, we see extreme lawlessness, anomia, against natural law, against the creation order, seems to has no meaning to our progressive and woke citizens. We seem to be facing an unstoppable movement towards societal disintegration all around us. And this is what you see in these ancient texts. It's in the Bible, and we have it also in the book of Revelation. And that, to me, was an eye-opener. In other words, as I read your book, I was on a journey, and I enjoyed the journey very much.
Right. Well, I'm glad you enjoy the journey.
Yes. Let me give a little promo about your book so those who want to get it can. Tyler Gilreath is the author of the book, Gate of the Gods, Revelation, the Messiah, and the Second Coming of Babylon. We're going to talk about that last phrase in a little bit. I find the book very well done, well thought out, and with lots of backing from the book of Revelation. He quotes the scripture, goes into scripture, into the Bible. I think his understanding of Genesis 6:4 is very correct. So friends, you'll want to get your own copy. This is good, steady material. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. And as for the book, Gate of the Gods, the author asserts that within the book of Revelation, there's a hidden Babylonian framework, and he really develops that very well. Give us a call. Once again, 1-800-652-1144. Let's talk about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I think you see Revelation 6 is being linked to Babylonian astrology and Babylonian gods. Their mission, of course, is to destroy the world. They're just what? One group of demonic agents who are working, and we see them laid out before us in Revelation 6.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse is, even in pop culture, I mean, you know, everybody knows, or most everybody has heard of that term before, Larry. But it wasn't until I started looking for Babylonian threads in the book of Revelation that I really had an idea, you know, who are these entities? Are they nameless? Are they ambiguous? You know, what's going on here? As you mentioned in my book, I have a section of the book, a chapter of the book called The War of the Stars.
Yes.
What I've laid out in the book, Larry, is essentially, in the book of Revelation, there is astronomy going on. It's astral prophecy is really what it is. Prophecies, people are familiar with that. Something that's coming, a tell of what's going to happen next. But the astral part is, again, a little foreign to most people. We're simply saying that there's something happening in the stars that is projecting the future. Why that's important is because in the book of Revelation and in Babylon, okay, the stars are so important. For example, early on in Revelation, you're introduced to the, you know, the seven churches and the angels of the churches and the angels of the stars and stars of the angels. And so you get a lot of star language in the book of Revelation, but the star language really goes back to Babylon, Larry, because in Babylon, we have recovered a set of ancient tablets called the Enuma Anu Enlil. It's simply when Anu and Enlil, that's the first three words. And the Enuma Anu Enlil is a set of 70 tablets that basically say, when you see this in the sky, your God wants you to do this, or your God wants you to think this, or your God wants you to know this. That thing is very odd. You know, the only time we look up in the sky is maybe if there's some kind of eclipse going on, or you know, right, some kind of meteorite phenomenon going on. We just typically don't look up in the stars, but the stars literally navigated their everyday life. That is basically what it told them to eat for breakfast and what clothes to wear that day. Now, I may be a little facetious there, but not really, because it really dictated everything they did, okay? In this divination manual, the Enuma Anu Enlil from Babylon, it connected certain colors with certain gods, with certain planets, with certain directions. Now, that's very important. We're trying to unravel a tremendous mystery here. When we use that divination manual, or at least the understanding of the Enuma Anu Enlil, in the book of Revelation, we see a pattern. And the pattern emerges that these horses and the equestrians that ride the horses, the colored horses, do pair nicely with that ancient manual, the Enuma Anu Enlil. And wow, so we see the color white, red, black, pale. Again, the colors correspond to a certain deity or to a certain Babylonian god. Now, that's important because, again, in the book of Revelation, we're after Babylon and the gods of Babylon. And so here we have very nicely an astral prophecy in the Bible about the coming of four Babylonian deities. I won't go into tremendous depth here. I'll let those who get a copy of the book do their homework on this. But essentially, you know, you have a god of war mentioned. You know, you have the god of death. You have this god of gods. And maybe I'll just park there for a minute and talk about god of gods. The god of gods is very important in Babylon. Now, the god of gods, according to our faith, is Yahweh, the creator, the god of the Bible. To the Babylonians, the god of gods was Marduk. In the Old Testament, he's called Merodach.
Right.
He's actually mentioned two or three times in the Bible. But yes, he is mentioned. He is the rider on the white horse where a bow is given to him. Now, that's important because, again, in the Babylonian divination manual, it says that white gets associated with Marduk. Marduk, it would make sense, Larry, for Marduk to be that character who is given a bow in the book of Revelation, because right, the legend about Marduk says in the Enuma Elish, which is the Babylonian creation story, that Marduk defeated Tiamat, the chaos monster of the sea, basically with a bow and arrow. And it was with that bow and arrow that Tiamat was slain. And Marduk then ascended and was crowned king of the gods at Babylon.
Tyler, we're just about out of time, and this is too exciting to get cut off. Let's stop here, and we'll pick up for our next program. But thank you so much, Tyler. And friends, be sure to tune in. We're going to pick up again with Tyler. And the book is Gate of the Gods. It's fascinating. He's going into some really deep stuff, and it's putting it all together. So we'll be talking again tomorrow. God bless you all.
We have much more from Tyler Gilruth on Revelation, the Messiah, and the Second Coming of Babylon coming up on our next program. Today, Tyler's new book, Gate of the Gods, is our featured resource. No book of the Bible has enchanted its readers quite like the book of Revelation. Its fantastical language of fierce dragons, seven-headed beasts, warring angels, and a new heaven and new earth has captivated humanity for nearly 2,000 years. Interestingly, no book of the Bible has confused and frustrated its readers quite like the book of Revelation either. Can anyone know what it all means? Now you can. Gate of the Gods by Tyler Gilruth will help you understand the book of Revelation like never before. Gate of the Gods. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-800-8255. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Revelation, The Messiah, and the Second Coming of Babylon, Gate of the Gods by Tyler Gilruth. 1-800-652-1144. Josh Davis and Clayton Van Huss are here to share the exciting details about our next Prophecy in the News live event coming up August 16th and 17th in New Prague, Minnesota.
I'm excited to be joined in studio by Clayton Van Huss. Clayton is the director of our Affirm Apologetics branch of SWRC, and we are blessed to be heading to Minnesota. Clayton, have you been to Minnesota before?
I have.
Okay, this will be my first time being there, and I'm excited to go there and excited to be with some friends that have become very dear to the SWRC family, and we get to be with them in their local church, and we're excited to be there. Friends, we're talking about the Prophecy in the News live event coming to Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota, Friday, August the 16th, and Saturday, August 17th. It's two full days, lots of wonderful speakers like Pastor Larry Spargimino, Dr. Greg Patton, Larry Stamm, Micah Van Huss, and Clayton Van Huss, who we are joined with today. We want to share with you some of the things that you'll be hearing at this event. It is free, but we do encourage you to register. You can do so by going to swrc.com, click on events, click on the Minnesota event, and you can find the registration link right there. You can also register by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. Clayton, on Friday, you were speaking right before lunch, which is a good time. Yeah. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better to speak before lunch than after lunch, right? Everybody's wanting to nap afterwards.
That's true. That's true. They want to fall asleep. But on Friday, you're speaking about the star and the scepter. Maybe you want to highlight that for our audience. Give them a little bit of a preview.
Sure. The star and the scepter. We're going to be talking about the Numbers 24:17 prophecy that was made by the wicked prophet Balaam. Oftentimes, when we hear the story of Balaam, we think about a man and his talking donkey. But that story is about so much more than that. In fact, that's such a small part that really doesn't play in. The important things are the blessings that he gave to Israel and the prophecy that he made. Now, this is a Prophecy in the News conference, and we see biblical prophecy, of course, developing or, let's say, playing out before our eyes. Sometimes we forget about prophecies that were made long ago and that we look at as fulfilled. Balaam made a prophecy about a star and a scepter that would arise out of Israel. And sure enough, we see in history the Israelites at the time, 3,400 or so years ago, understood what that prophecy meant. Because, of course, a scepter is a king, but a star is something that we don't realize, but they understood at the time, a star is a god, a star is deity. Mm-hmm. So Israel has how many gods? They have one god.
One god.
And so this king that would arise out of Israel is also divine. He is their god. We're going to talk about that, about who Balaam was and what this was about. Try to put this whole thing in its historical context. And what a lot of people don't realize is Numbers 24:17 is referenced by Jesus himself in his penultimate words in the Bible. In Revelation chapter 22, Jesus mentions the last thing he says is confirming that he is, in fact, that star and that scepter. And so we're going to be talking about that. I know I just gave everything away, but it's a pretty exciting journey to get there, to look at it historically, and to see that God keeps his word. He fulfills his promises.
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful truth that comes through this. At our local church, we had Vacation Bible School, and one of the things we were talking about during Bible school was the story of Balaam and the talking donkey.
Right.
And sometimes the Sunday school, Vacation Bible School emphasis just, can you imagine this donkey that starts talking? How would you feel if a donkey starts talking? But we can miss the prophecy that's there in Numbers 24 and miss that connection with the New Testament as it is found in the person of Jesus Christ. So, friends, you don't want to miss the Prophecy in the News live event coming to New Prague, Minnesota. We'll be at the Hillspring Church Friday, August 16th, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 8 a.m. both days. The first session will begin at 9 a.m. You'll hear from Pastor Larry Spargimino, Dr. Greg Patton, Larry Stamm. He'll be there with Pilgrimage to Zion, his brand new television series, and that'll be available for folks to purchase in person and talk to Larry all about it in Minnesota. Micah Van Hus will be there, and Clayton Van Hus, who we're joined with today in studio. We've talked about Friday. On Saturday, you're right before lunch again, and you're speaking about unicorn archaeology.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little preview
sure.
about that one?
Well, first of all, I don't know what I did to deserve these like pre-lunch slots, because this is great, great stuff. Saturday, we're going to be talking about something that's very near and dear to my heart. Of course, Affirm is an apologetics ministry,
yes.
part of Southwest Radio Ministries. We are one of the new branches of Southwest Radio Church. And we talk about apologetics, which is having a defense for what you believe based on 1 Peter 3:15. We look at that and we say, you know, have a defense, have a this case file, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. And friends, you can hear so much more. And Clayton travels with a unique display as well of some artifacts. And we'll save a discussion on that for the next time. But you can see these ancient objects and perhaps even get close enough to touch one.
Yeah.
But we are excited to head to Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota, August 16th and 17th. Registration is free, but we do ask that you register in advance. You can do so by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or visit us online, swrc.com. Click on events, click on the Minnesota event, and then you can register right there online. We are looking forward to being with some dear friends at Hillspring Church, New Prague, Minnesota, Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. And if you're in the Minnesota area, we would love to see you there as well.
Today, Tyler Gilruth's new book, Gate of the Gods, is our featured resource. No book of the Bible has enchanted its readers quite like the book of Revelation. Interestingly, no book of the Bible has confused and frustrated its readers quite like the book of Revelation. Can anyone know what it all means? Now you can. Gate of the Gods by Tyler Gilruth will help you understand the book of Revelation like never before. Gate of the Gods. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Gate of the Gods at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, we'll continue our study in Revelation with author Tyler Gilruth. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.